Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Did he play quite a bit at third base? Doesn't he have the... I know it was mainly first base.
Yeah, no, for, he 69 at first, 59 at third. So he's got...
Yeah, okay, so I wasn't cheating. Yeah, David made it sound like I was cheating. Like, he's cheating and putting him there. It's like, no, he's going to be a first baseman, but he qualifies everywhere at third
base.
So, Berger is in that spot. Massive, massive target. And to be fair, my dream scenario is I've taken one of the high guys, and then I could add Berger in, but there are scenarios where... Berger might be the first of choice. But now here's what's funny though, is let's do the Goldie Bellinger thing, because both of these guys are pretty fascinating. They both had improvements as far as ballparks that they go to. They both go to New York. Bellinger is going to be playing in the outfield. Goldie is going to play first base. Goldie, to me, probably being the one of the biggest beneficiaries from like where I was in the preseason to where I am now, because you know, he's on the wrong side. He's on the absolute wrong side of 30. You know, we're seeing decrease barrel. He's been trying to get that bat speed up.
He's closer to our age than Nolan Schonwell.
Yeah. Well, yeah, then not even close. But like, we don't have years and years of the bat speed data, but that has kind of quieted down for him. He did hit the ball really hard this past year, but he looks like he's settling into like a 240 or 250 hitter. And now you go into just a great hitting environment in New York. You're going to get to hit middle-ish line. God knows where the hell they push him, if we're being honest. Goldie is like a huge boost, and I ended up putting him... I've got him at 14. Where did you put Goldie?
I have Goldie at 12.
Okay, so you're going to even be a little bit more hyper-aggressive. And I believe Goldie's NFBC ADP is outside the top 150 right now. So if I screw up at first base and I get all these other
177.
Yes, I love that. Goldie and Berger are definitely like, let me give you the example. All right. Let's say I'm like, I'd love to get Vladdy. Okay. I missed out. Freeman. I'm looking. Okay, cool. Lonzo, probably not doing that. Okay. Walker and Naylor guys, this is what I'm going to do. And then bam, bam, they get snapped up. That's where I'm going to go into hyper overdrive. And I'm going to start looking and going, all right, if we missed out on like specifically Christian Walker, we're going to wait a tiny bit and we're going to get Berger or Goldie. That's got to finish us out. I don't want to go past those guys. I really don't think anybody does, or you can, where you're going to screw up the format. You're going to get out of it, but he's in a good spot. And then Bellinger had that like big statistical breakout in 2023, 26 homers, 20 stolen bases, hitting 300. He continued that new profile change, which was I barrel the ball up less. I hit the ball a lot less hard, but I don't strike out. And he got away with nothing in Chicago. But I believe you're going to, let me pull this up here. From a batted ball standpoint, left-handed hitters, overall ballpark factors. Okay, so this is one of the funny ones. Yankees are 18. Cubs were 16 for left-handed hitters. That is just the overall ballpark factor. But when you look at the home run ballpark factor, so homers being hit in that ballpark by left-handed hitters, Yankees are third best in the league. Cubs are, what is this? I think eighth worst in the entire league. So they are completely different spectrums where if you're not striking out and you just get the ball in the air, which Cody does, he actually might get back to like a 20. Now, the only problem is they don't run. So you might get like 24 homers and like 8 stolen bases. Like I think
he had 9 last year. Yeah.
And he ran a little bit less last year, but like points leagues, it's probably good that he doesn't strike out as much. I think we can get back into belly, but man, I'll tell you, like from a draft perspective,
the cost is way different.
I might take Goldie over him.
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you what I do like is I do like the fact that Bellinger qualifies at outfield, obviously, and first. So it's nice that he has dual eligibility there, and he stole 9 bases. On a team that doesn't steal bases, Goldie was on St. Louis last year and only stole 8. So what does that go down to this year? 5. I think the batting average is also going to be a little bit higher for Belly as well. But the RBI opportunity right now, they've got Goldie hitting 4, Belly hitting 5. So runs in RBI should go to Goldie a little bit. I'd say Goldie maybe has a little bit more power, maybe not. It just depends on, you know, the swings of Bellinger, and you know, obviously he's been up and down there in his career, a little less power now, as you mentioned, with a little fewer strikeouts, a little less swing and miss. So I just think, but the cost right now, at least in NFBC, is 110 for Belly versus 177 for Goldie. So Goldie is coming at a much, much better deal, and I have them right next to each other. So it is no question to me that Goldie is a much better value right now in drafts.
Yeah, and that's what I was trying to say, is I didn't mean to say I would take Goldie over Bellinger, in that I would not take Bellinger knowing that Goldie is floating out there, especially if like Bellinger goes and then Berger and Goldie are still out there. You know, Vinny P as well. I think Vinny is like he's a solid get here. I'm not as much into Spencer Steer, even though he does do a lot. Again, that crowdedness gets weird, and he did have a low batting average this year. But speaking of which, let's get to the top 10 at first base and qualified players. That is, let's get your top 10, but Steer is like 10 to me, but it's kind of a 10 with a little less, I suppose, interest in drafting, but it's kind of hard to ignore like the stolen bases. I probably value him more as an outfielder, to be honest, than first base.
Yeah, he does everything. So, and I'm with you. I'm going to try to take him as an outfielder. So I have Steer at 10, then I go Vinny, then Josh Naylor at 8, Costas at 7, Walker at 6, then Pete Alonso at 5, Olson at 4, Freeman at 3, Harper at 2, and Vladdy at 1.
I think we're pretty close. It might be the exact. I'm not sure. I had Steer at 10, Perez at 9, Tristan Casas at 8, Josh Naylor at 7, Walker, Alonso, Olson, Freeman, Harper, and Guerrero. So I think our 6 up was the exact same. I had pointed out, I'll just throw this out in the players I want to draft episode, I think Walker is the prime guy. I think at first base, if I have the opportunity to take Vlad, I want to take Vlad. I do take Harper some if I miss out in that same like middle, late-ish second round. I don't often take Freeman or Olson or Alonso. I don't have much interest. And Alonso, as we're recording this, doesn't have a destination. If he does sign with Cincinnati, all right, that's a difference. That's going to change my thought process. But it's not going to change my thought process if he goes to the Angels or he goes anywhere else. But Christian Walker specifically is the guy that, I mean, it's an incredible environment. He already was in a good environment in Arizona. He had two straight 30 homer seasons prior to this. He hit 26 this past year in a little bit of a down run. He's hit 250 over the last two seasons. His batted profile is great. 13% barrel, second highest of like a full ish season. Hard hit rate was the highest it had been in 4 seasons, which was great. Expected batting average is supportive of it. And guess what? You're going to a ballpark where you got a short left field. That's why Isak Paredes is going to thrive there and hitting there. Christian Walker is going to thrive there. Walker hits the ball really hard and he pulls the ever living crap out of it as well. I mean, all but looking
into the crosser boxes.
Yeah. All but three of his homers. So 23 of his 26 homers last year were direct pull side. And now you're in a better spot for that with Altuve and Alvarez. Like, Christian Walker is a no freaking brainer in the 75-80 range. He's a first base target. If I don't get Vlad, let me stack up my outfielders and pitchers, and then bam, let me get Walker.
Yeah, I'm 100% with you. I mean, I think Walker is coming at a pretty good value right now, and you know, a little bit I don't want to say forgotten about because he's so high value, but I think the top five guys, it's like after you get past Alonso, it's like there's a dip and then it goes down to Christian Walker. At least that's the sense that I get from most drafts right now. So I'm 100% with you. I think that's, we talked about
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
About how good it is to hit high in the Astros lineup. Paredes, who we didn't even talk about that much before, another guy that is, you know, high in that lineup, projected to hit .200 right now, wedged between Altuve and Alvarez, one of the best spots to hit in baseball. No, if they re-sign Bregman, obviously Paredes is going to get moved back, but that won't mess with Walker at all. He's your cleanup hitter in Houston right now in a better environment. So I'm 100% with you on Christian Walker.
Yeah, just give the thoughts of him hitting like behind Alvarez.
I know.
It's sick. It's, I mean, he, you know, he had like run opportunities in front of him. And he had like...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In this league.
Talk about www.com, me, you made you go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
Carroll or McCarthy or Marte and stuff, but you got big power hitters that are hitting in front of you and theoretical in the back as well. Josh Naylor is an interesting one. You don't seem super excited about him, as you were saying. He hit 30 homers this past year. He's been a freaking RBI monster. It's a solid kind of overall profile. His expected batting average had a huge dip year over year. That kind of follows where his average is, but he's, you know, he walked more. He's not striking out. Seems like the exact type of vibe of a player that this team is going to want. And he all but pretty much only slightly overperformed against pitches, except fastballs, where he underperformed. He hit .260 against fastballs, expected .298. So another good hitter-friendly environment. I don't think it's quite as friendly for left-handed power hitters necessarily than it was in Cleveland. That became number two, but you're gonna have tons of runners in front, and his value has been like, give me .260, give me 30 homers and get all the RBIs. And it's like, okay, well, how about Ketel Marte and Corbin Carroll in front of you? So I'm definitely into Josh Naylor on this team, but I do like Christian Walker more.
Yeah, same exact. I think I had a Casas versus Naylor might be my hardest decision that I had here. I put Casas ahead just because I think that, you know, there's maybe a little bit more power there. Obviously he has to stay healthy and show us. But you know, adjusting pitchers, moving from the AL to the NL for Naylor, maybe that takes him a little bit down. You could say that for Walker going from the NL to the AL too, though. So, you know, however you want to say it. But I mean, I don't think I'm down on Naylor at all, really. I don't know whether he's going to play a lot of first or DH, but he ain't coming out of the lineup. I would never say that. So, you know, I obviously have always questioned his conditioning because you're a professional athlete and you have my boiler going on. I don't like that, but the dude just smashes. He just mashes. So, yeah, I think he's a great fit in Arizona, hitting in that lineup, hitting in that spot in that lineup too. The lineup is disgusting all the way 1 through 9, no matter who you are, even if you're not a homer like we are. So yeah, I think Naylor's going to have a huge year.
No, I think Casas is a pretty interesting one. I mean, he had the injury stuff, which was dragging, but like, so like that could be the answer to, well, he struck out a lot. He struck out over 30% of the time. See, that's why, like, if you say like, well, the injury, and it's like, no, hard hit was about the same, barrel was about the same, but from a batting average and strikeout standpoint, he kind of regressed. But I think they're close. I think I would rather chalk what I know of Naylor than be like, oh, hey, Casas could be like a 270 with 30 homers and 90. It's probably not going to hit high in the lineup, though. So it's like my point to that was like, maybe he does what Naylor does and you can get them at the same cost. But I think Naylor's got better RBI opportunities. Maybe Casas has the average homers, I think, is give or take. Neither of them are really stealing. So I'm just not sure. Like I would,
I think prioritize. It's 92 versus 107, 93 versus 107. Casas is 107. So,
okay. Yeah. So there's a little bit of value if you want there. So that's pretty decent. The top guys, I don't want to be dismissive necessarily. It's only negative about us going from 30 up is that we'll kind of be dismissive on from timing purposes at the top. But like, I'm a complete buyer in Vladimir Guerrero in the profile of the high average. You're in a contract year, you know, even more if you want to kind of throw that out there. But RBIs, he's a four category elite freak. I think Bryce Harper is the contingency plan if I miss on him. The thing that's kind of changed in my mind has been Freddie Freeman a little bit. I think the age is catching up. You know, the power is dissipating. He did not steal the same amount this past year.
And they just don't need stolen bases in LA.
There's no reason to. Batting average expected wise was the lowest of his career. I don't know if XBA, lowest XBA of his entire career this past year. It's also the lowest barrel rate of his entire career and the second lowest hard hit rate. Listen, dude's great. He's in LA. He's 35, you know? So it's like, I think he's better than most. I talk about it. He's still ranked three. But it's just like, I'm not going to prioritize, but you're going to have run and RBI opportunity with the freaking wazoo. But he's got some injury stuff that's maybe kind of floating out there. Power's dissipating. You're not stealing as much. Like, I just think it's like tier one, Vlad and Harper. And then it's Freeman in his own little tier. And then Olson and Alonso both, they have a lot to bounce back from. And I would bank on Olson bouncing back. I got to tell you, if I had to pick one player on this that I'm probably the least interested in, it's probably Pete Alonso. I think I might be the least interested in drafting Alonso this season. And that's 40 plus homers. Even if he hits garbage, I'm just not interested.
And there's no landing spot that would, you know, get your excitement back up.
Right. If he went to Cincinnati, there's a rumor out there. If he went to Cincinnati, sure. I just don't know if any of the others, like
how it really sinks CES. Good God.
Yeah. Peace. But I think, I love Vlad, but I think Alonso is kind of like a no target for me.
Yeah, I don't know if he's a no target, but he's definitely, I'm with you. I'm way less interested in Alonso than I have been in previous seasons. And yeah, I think Freddie to me is firmly third on this list. And it is.
Are you higher than Freddie? Do you feel better about Freddie than like I was making it out to be?
I don't know. Maybe a little, but not much. I'm with you in terms of, you know, the playing time is probably going to kick down the older he gets, you know, doesn't miss a ton of games or anything, but injury also goes up the older you get. And they do not need to steal bases in LA. They have so many good players. There's just no need for them to get all those swipes. So that is kind of coming off of the board as well for Freddie. So yeah, I think he's a firm third, but I'm not dropping him any lower than that.
Yeah, and to be fair, it was nice when he was like a five toolish type of first baseman. He's still like up there. It's still
really good.
Yeah, it's gonna be great average. You're gonna walk into great runs and RBIs, and he has these great spurts. But you know, this Dodger
Freddie's team the guy also, that falls in the second, and you're like, what is happening? You know,
if he's to the third, I would do that. But what I was gonna say is like he's one of those guys that like this team is building itself almost like a Laker team, where it's like build yourself up a little bit, you know, so it you don't press the guys playing 150 games. You got six man rotations. Let's save them for the playoffs. Let's save them for the end. Like it's little tiny quirky things out there.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
That maybe push him down a tiny bit. Who? Give me a favorite top 10 first base target, and then let's do 10, 20, 30 as far as ranks go. If we use those as tiers, give me your three favorite first base targets.
Yeah, I think Christian in that top 10 is my favorite just in terms of value and what he can bring to you. So...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world, says who?
IQ test you took in prison, brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Third base ranks. We're going to talk about our top 30. We'll highlight some players in here. Looking at these, I want to throw something out here. We didn't do this in first base, and this is probably an important thing to talk about as we go. Definitely don't see it as the deepest of positions. Now, I say that from talking to the big macro league that I play in, 15 team with 400 bench, you know, these type of people. I play NFBC 50. If you play in like, you know, a 50 team draft and hold, you're going to sit and make like, you know, pretty good justifications for some players and stuff like that. But listen, like I like Michael. I'm picking on Michael Garcia probably incorrectly, but I just don't love Michael Garcia. I don't want him in there. Go down a little bit further. Noelvi Marte, we don't know what that is. That's inside your top 30 right now.
Yeah, where is he playing? Right.
And my biggest concern is having the conversation about outside the top 30 guys. That's where things are a little bit messier, because we did that in first base where we're like, hey, this is a guy outside the top 30. You start looking at guys outside the top 30. There's guys, but like, are there ones that I want to jump up and down for? There's some rookie. I think there's some interesting rookies I'll throw out. Kobe Mayo, who actually I've got right at 30. I think he ranks quite a bit lower. If an opportunity opens up for him, there's a little bit more depth. Davison De Los Santos, if he were to get a starting gig with Miami, he's huge power. They would probably throw him up in like an RBI Jake Berger type opportunity. That's interesting. I will say like Dylan Moore put up ridiculous stats with no batting average. Jose Miranda is interesting. Brian Hayes wants to be traded. I'm listing names. I don't think there's anybody where I'm like, hey, man, this is going to be my big, deep target. I think the priority at third base needs to be a little bit more prevalent.
Yeah, I'm 100% with you. And I second base and third base were positions in my overall that I purposely bumped up a little bit because I just don't like the back end. So I will make those a priority, as you mentioned, because I don't like the guys down here. There is no one else outside of the guys you mentioned. Urshela, I don't know. He didn't have a bad batting average, but he doesn't have a lot of power, maybe a little bit more moving to Sacramento, but he hits low in a bad lineup. So I don't know who else I would like down here. So I'm 100% with you. We need to make third base a priority. We need to make third base great again.
Well, I knew you're going to do that. I knew that was coming. Yeah. But also there's other like Jorge Polanco, like Polanco just signed with the Mariners. That could be one. Absolutely just stunk. But like he's going to get theoretical another opportunity there. Maybe he platoons. It's like him and Dylan Moore in some capacity. I don't know. Maybe he could bounce back. I just don't have like clear cut stuff. Like Joey Ortiz, good defensive player. There's some average. Okay, counting stats. Josh Smith might be a super util type of guy. Or maybe they're going to trade out, you know, Leody, and then he gets maybe more opportunity. I mean, they really still don't have it. They got Langford, Evan Carter, and Adolis there. So I just think there's some bigger questions. So I get the takeaway here is I think a prioritization of third base a little bit earlier. If you're going to, you know, luckily I would say it's kind of like how you look at draft classes. Sometimes you're like, oh, you know, the first round's really good, but it doesn't have great depth across the board. I would say you're in a pretty good spot in the first round or starting third baseman. And there's some good names you can kind of bank on to maybe play corner. But outside of that, if you don't have some backup depth, you could get yourself in trouble. So let's talk about 30 through 21 here. Boggs, let's hear your 30 through 21 on third base ranks.
I've got Matt Shaw at 30, and then I have Joey Ortiz at 29, Noelvi Marte at 28, Max Muncy at 27, and then Matt Vierling, Christopher Morel, Ryan McMahon, Willie Castro, Isak Paredes, and Brendan Donovan.
All right, we got a different list. I'm going to tell you right now, I have Matt Shaw so much higher. Probably also a prospect guy. He is above this next range that we're talking about. I got Kobe Mayo at 30, Christopher Morel, Willie Castro, Noelvi Marte, Candelario, Connor Norby at 25, Brendan Donovan, Ryan McMahon, Max Muncy, and Nolan Arenado. Who do you want to talk about? I'll let you.
I hate this section. Paredes is probably my guy. Like I said, in first base, I like him hitting high in that lineup.
Where did you
like
have him here?
22.
Oh, okay. Because he's another one I got dramatically higher.
Yeah, I think I'm ahead of ECR, if that means anything to you. I know you're way higher, but I'm higher on him than ECR. But yeah, I still have him down in this section. So I am, again, worried that they sign Bregman and push him deep in that lineup. And there's the bottom out factor. But I don't like any of these guys, to be honest with you. 30 through 21 here. And I want to get someone out of that next group for sure. I do not want to be picking here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
I like Willie Castro a little bit as well. Just a do everything guy, qualifies in multiple positions as well. So that's nice, but I don't want to be picking out of this group, to be honest with you.
Castro's a really, really interesting one. He came up in the PitchCon panel I did. I think it was Pianowski picked him as like his favorite third base or maybe a shortstop target. But I'm another one of those platoony type of guys. 12 homers, 14 stolen bases. Profile is, it's relatively interesting. Like he upped his barrel, gets the ball in the air, almost a 39% launch angle sweet spot, which is like ridiculous. So it's just, really good profile of getting it in the air. Power speed combo, I can kind of dig with him. I think I overall agree with you, not to be too lame about it, but like this range doesn't have a lot of targets. I do think there's upside. I mentioned Kobe Mayo. If you're Noelvi Marte would be another one of those players, if he does actually take like a big step up and given more opportunity, I think that kind of changes up the game a little bit. There was another, Willie Castro is in there. Connor Norby was another one. Like Connor Norby put up, actually, I was just pulling up Ryan McMahon. I should put up Norby here because I want to talk about Ryan McMahon. But Connor Norby, I believe it was like high barrel, high hard hit last year. Yeah, almost 15% barrel rate this past season, which is crazy, with a 17 degree launch angle, but only 39% hard hit rate, and he had a 33% K rate. So if he cuts down on the strikeouts, he's going to improve that overall batting average, which the XBA was 228. So again, it's a little bit underperforming, but he absolutely barrels the crap out of the ball and he gets it in the air. And those are really good recipes, obvious recipes for success that I put out there. But he only had a 73% contact rate. So that's got to improve. So back to the point, there's just a lot of there's a weird area. It's speculative. And then old dudes, it's like Nolan Arenado. No, thanks. Arenado is doing the Goldie thing. He's trying to improve bat speed in the offseason. I'm just not interested. If he goes to the Dodgers and he does get traded there, okay, now you're going to just run into RBI opportunities. And at this point, he's almost free. So, okay, I guess I can get down with that. Max Muncy, it's kind of the same thing, same team. If he still has an opportunity, he's in there. We talked about Jamer. The only one
I don't hate Vierling.
Yeah, he's an outside the 30 guy for me.
Yeah, he could hit decently high in the Tigers lineup. Good kind of across the board as well. Not great, but good across the board, above average, I would say. He's fine. But yeah, I just do not like this group.
The one I do want to talk about, I mentioned, was Ryan McMahon. So Ryan McMahon this past season hit 242. Three straight seasons he has hit 240. Three straight seasons he has had at least 20 homers, which is nice to see. Double-digit barrel rate also for three straight seasons. career high hard hit rate, 49.7%. Also cut his strikeouts down. He got the ball in the air more, and he's got an expected batting average that is like fully supportive of what he hit last year. And he hits in Colorado, at least for now. They've kept kind of saying like, oh, you know, we maybe trade him, maybe we don't. He does have a little average split stuff, but he hit more homers on the road than he did at home this past year. So it's like 250, 20 plus homers. Absolutely, at the end of the draft, maybe you really screwed up and you can't get corner infielders. This would be the third baseman that I think I have some interest in if, you know, if somehow Colorado bounces, if like Chris Bryant's healthy. But really, it's just about McMahon hitting higher in a Colorado lineup. And maybe he, if he got traded, maybe it would be to a contender and in another good environment where there's more RBI opportunities. So I think there's a lot working in favor. I would say from a draft standpoint, looking at this, like, I could probably see Muncy if I needed power. If Arenado goes to a destination, I could maybe get in there, like a decent destination. Norby would be speculative, but McMahon, I think, is the best pieced third baseman outside the top 20 that I would probably target.
I think these are all CIs in my draft strategy. Oh, yeah, I don't want them as a starting third baseman.
All right, let's go 20 to 11 since all we did was just kind of crap on them. At 20, I've got Michael Garcia. Coming in at 19, I've got Josh Young, Alec Bohm at 18, Luis Rengifo at 17, Matt Shaw, as mentioned, at 16, Eugenio Suarez, Isak Paredes at 14. Then we've got Matt Chapman, Jake Berger, Alex Bregman. Reminder, we are using Fantasy Pros ranks, which also includes Yahoo's ranks into it. So a guy like Berger does not qualify in those other spots. He does technically in Yahoo, so we're throwing it.
No, he qualifies. Or
not Berger, Isak Paredes. I'm sorry, I meant Paredes, Isak Paredes.
For me, I've got Mikel at 20. Then I have Connor Norby at 19, Josh Young at 18, Arenado at 17, Bohm, Rengifo, Eugenio at 14, then Jake Berger, Alex Bregman, and Westberg. Let's just start with it. Sell everybody on Matt Shaw, Welshie.
Well, okay, 20 homers and 30 stolen bases this past season in the minor leagues. High batting average. He then went and there was actually a rumor that he was going to play in the Arizona Fall League. He decided to go play with the Team USA Premier 12 League, where he proceeded to be like the leader in homers. I believe he was the offensive player of the entire Premier 12. That also had like Carson Williams, Tamar Johnson, Drake Baldwin. You know, there's some good players that were out there. He was hitting like crazy. Homers were going like crazy. And they've also established that this is like his gig now. You know, they got Paredes out. Now the wrinkle would be as if they signed Alex Bregman, and like they got to openly tell us that Matt Shaw still got a spot. Are you going to get rid of Nico, or like what are you going to do? Like, because you got Nico at second, you got Dansby at short, Bregman comes in and is going to be your third baseman. That would be the thing that destroys it, but it doesn't sound like it's happening. But yeah, it's a power speed combo type of player. Maybe the environment isn't like extra forgiving, but he's shown to hit for power. Good batting average. He can steal. He'll probably hit lower in a lineup, but I think he's just going to be one of those guys. I wouldn't be shocked if he pulled off a Wyatt Langford-ish type of season. It's kind of quiet in the beginning. Then it kind of pairs together. And then all of a sudden it's like, whoa, did he hit 270 with like almost a 2020 season? That's where I think Matt Shaw can go. And when you look and how we've talked about the position, the reason I think he belongs into that like top 16, 17 area, it's like, what am I getting from Josh Young? Like I mean, Josh Young, to be fair, is similar to, we were just talking about him in first base with the injury, who I was talking about. God, I'm going to have to go and look. This is going to kill me. It was a first baseman that was, Christian Encarnacion Strand, who 2 years prior had like a really good profile. There was a really good batted profile that was floating out there with Josh Young. High barrel, good hard hit. A hard hit was like 47%. You know, he was hitting for some average and homers. And then last year he was hurt. That carried into the season. And Josh Young had just like tanked batted ball values, you know, barrel and blah, blah, blah. Strand similar, but I just don't like Strand at all. Young could improve, but still, what does that improvement look like? You're probably hitting somewhere between 6 and 8 in that Texas lineup, unless you're crushing balls. You're probably capped under 250. You've got a storied injury history. You've got strikeout problems. I just don't even think the upside makes as much sense when you look at a player like Shaw, who could steal and could hit for power and could hit for average. So in a position that's already kind of lacking, if you're in that 15 range, I just don't see like why I would put a prioritization on players that are kind of boring and have caps. And frankly, like if I screw up on Matt Shaw and I take him 16 at shortstop, but if I screw up and you're talking about a guy like Ryan McMahon, who's available on the wire, Ryan McMahon is probably going to put up the same season that Josh Jung did. And why would I take Josh Jung over Matt Shaw? So that's kind of my argument. Like the players right above him, Eugenio, we saw what freaking blew up with Eugenio in the second half. He was insane. Isak Paredes, he's back into another insane pull heavy environment. Matt Shaw, repro. So the tier.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps, ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today for 10% off your first month.
Is completely different to me above Matt Shaw. Matt Shaw is the line of like, I mean, pray to God you have a third baseman by now. But if you don't have a third baseman, oh my God, I need to play high upside and get a boring player. Or you just take Matt Shaw and go, man, what if I hit, dude? What if I end up hitting on this? Matt Shaw works out, especially if you paired him with a Matt Chapman. Now you've got a legit corner and big third baseman. So I just think the upside is too much on Matt Shaw, but he is a rookie and we know how that can go.
Where does he need to be going, Welsh? Because right now I'm looking at ECR 275, lower obviously because...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world, says who?
The IQ test you took in prison, brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Dual catchers in FBC, but it's not much higher in FBC, or I guess lower, 292.
But what's his high pick? Tell us his high pick.
His high pick is 57.
Yeah, that's the difference. That's the problem.
That's absurd.
But that's what I'm trying to tell you is there isn't like you can't read the 275.
Low is 431, and that's since January 1st.
All over the board. It's everybody's. I think everyone right now is a little bit like, ooh, what's going to happen if Bregman signs? I think I can't do this. Are you able to do this real quick? Because you know what'll happen. Are you able to pull up like even the Bat X or ATC projections on FanGraphs?
Yeah, I can do
just
that
real quick. Tell me what Matt Shaw's projections are. I don't think they're going to be insanely favorable. I think it'll be probably between a 235 and 245 batting average, but I think you'll see over 15-15, and they'll probably say like 125 games, and it'll be something like
120 games. This is the ATC. Okay. 120 games, 252, 57 runs, 16 homers, 54 RBI, 18 stolen bases.
I mean, if I could have finished, I would have said probably 17 homers and 15 stolen bases. Like that's what I thought it
was.
Well,
you said
like
over 15 on both.
Yeah, yeah. No, I was going to give you like an exact.
Bat X is a little less, 244, 13, 15, you know, but yeah,
ATC, how many games on Maddox?
120.
Yeah. So if you end up getting 140 out of him, you're closing in on like a 20-20. So now go back, look at your third baseman outside the top 15. How many third basemen do you think could go 20-20 on that list?
Not many. Yeah.
Zero. Like, you could maybe make a Castro argument if you want. You can maybe make a Noelvi if he like works out type of argument, if he even has a starting gig.
Looking through NFBC real quick just to find what is the next player. By the way, we said he's going at 292, right? The next player that is inside 57.
Who is going 292?
Shaw is going
272
on it. Well, that was in Fantasy Pros. On NFBC, he's going 292.
Oh,
And his high was 57. The next guy with a high of 57 or higher is Zach Neto at 170, 127 picks higher. So yeah, Matt Shaw needs to come up everywhere, it looks like.
Yeah, so if someone might overdraft him, and that's not great. People are kind of attuned. Some people
are you the 57? Was that you?
Definitely not the 57. I do not have him in the top 100, but I have him ranked high. Like, I think you're safer with like a Paredes, and Suarez has got some stuff out there as well. Like, I don't think stolen bases need to be the reason, but I also think Shaw like legitimately could hit for solid average, and he could be, if he hits 15-15, again, are you going to kick yourself that you drafted him 50 spots higher at 225 instead of waiting 20 more picks and taking Josh Young, and then you got like less, you know? I think you guys get the point. Like, that's my argument to like why Matt Shaw is in that general range. Paredes, we didn't really talk about him. We've kind of kept going on about it, but again, want to point out, it's like him going to Houston is the reason he lives and thrives by pulled fly balls. He was able to do that in Tampa Bay. He could not do that. It was a much worse environment in Chicago. He's back to doing that, but he does have a kind of garbagey, low barrel, low.
If they sign Bregman and drop him in the order, does he drop lower to you, like into that next section, or is it just maybe a spot or two?
Probably not. I don't think so. Like, I think Paredes could just hit lower in the lineup regardless. Like, where do they have him right now? Like five.
Well, they need a better lineup anyway. That 7-8-9 is ugly for Houston, but they have him hitting too between Altuve and Alvarez right now, which is an amazing spot. But if they sign Bregman, Bregman was probably going there, and then, you know, Paredes goes back to that bottom third.
I would think so, but yeah, but then he's hitting like maybe right behind Christian Walker.
Yeah, I mean, it probably be behind Jeremy Pena, but
maybe, yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not really even about that. Like, I think he is kind of capped. I mean, I'm not insane about Paredes. I think there's a clear difference between who I have at 13 and 12 in Berger and Chapman that then goes to Paredes, because Paredes is like runs an RBI. I'm not sold or going to be at like some elite level. And I don't know, these guys always kind of scare me too, that like they have just really bad profiles and they just make do. That's why I was always like lower on like CJ Abrams and Ha-Sung Kim. Because it falls apart, we know what it was. He stunk in Chicago. He was awful in Chicago, but he's definitely higher in the prioritization. But I think he belongs after Chapman and Berger, who, you know, I think Chapman's in a bad ballpark, but he's like chalk. He's just barrels. He hits the ball hard. He's going to, you know, close in on 30 homers this season. He's going to have probably 90-90. Like, I think Chapman is a fan. I think Chapman's one of the better value picks in here. And then we talked about Berger already. Where did you have Bregman?
I got Bregman at 12 right now.
Okay, so let's just real quick. Any thoughts you have on Bregman? Because I have him at 11. Maybe an environment changes. It seems very likely, by the way, that a reunion to Houston is going to happen. But the Cubs are circling. Red Sox might be out. There might be a mystery team out there. Like, is there anything that pushes Bregman up for you, or is it just kind of this range?
No, I think it'd be this range. I'd like Houston. Maybe I'd move him ahead of Westberg or Chapman, but that'd probably be it. So maybe a little bit of a bump, but nothing major. If he ends up there, I think that, like you said, that's likely a most and probably best spot for him. But yeah, I think that's he's close to maxed.
Anybody else that you want to hit in this range? I mean, Rengifo's a good Swiss Army knife type of player. Kind of changes profile, by the way, stealing more bases, lowering his barrel. He also does it different sides of the plate. I want to say, I think, and I could be inversing this, but I think as a lefty, I think he's more of a power hitter. And as a righty, he's more of a contact hitter. So he's really interesting. And then obviously, Eugenio Suarez almost got cut in the first half, had an berserker second half.
You want to talk about major second halves. I mean, he's probably the only person that had a better second half than Jake Berger did. So enormous second half for him. So yeah, I'm pretty high on him as well. I like Rengifo. I am, you know, it's the games played for Rengifo. And yeah, you're right, five homers as a righty, one as a lefty last year. So obviously a pretty big difference there. The
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
So as a lefty was one, actually his ISO is higher as a lefty at 148 and 109 as a righty. So kind of funny that the homers came.
But he also looks like he's like, he's changing himself into being more of the, like, you know, maybe it's the Michael or, you know, again, like the, I'm just going to like.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey. Low barrel, get the ball in the air, hit for higher average. I'm more aggressive on the base paths. Again, Ron Washington might let him really steal a lot more. Like,
yeah.
I think he's a super sneaky one. I think I'm pretty aggressive at 17. I don't know if that's higher or lower, but I have him above. I'd rather him than like Josh Jung or Alec Bohm at this point.
Yeah, I got him at 15. So
I'm okay. So yeah, you're even a little bit higher on there. Yeah. All right, let's go 10-1. Is it me or you?
Oh, yeah, this is me. At 10, I've got Chapman. Then I have Royce Lewis, Junior Caminero at 8, Vientos at 7, Machado at 6, Devers at 5, Riley at 4, Jazz at 3, Vlad at 2, because he qualifies apparently, and then Jose at 1, of course.
Does he actually qualify? I know he played something. What?
Only 5 games, I think. At 3.
So that is a pure Yahoo one. That is
yeah. I'm yeah. It was. You know what, dude? It was 12.
It 12 was games. 12.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, position more flexibility, than I thought. I guess, in there. Yeah, a little bit more. I've got Royce at 10, Junior at 9, Westberg at 8, Vientos at 7, Manny Machado at 6, Austin Riley at 5, followed by Devers, Jazz. We got the Vlad thing, and Jose Ramirez in here. Let's talk about Junior Caminero. I think that's probably the most important one here. He is the highest riser. He is pushed in some NFBC drafts inside the top 5 of third basemen. Clearly there's a buzz going on. So last season in the majors, a little over 150 at bats, hit 248, 6 homers, 2 stolen bases, double digit barrel, love it, 45% hard hit rate, give me it all day, lowered the strikeout rate, let's go, good EVs, and an expected batting average that you wish was better, though. It was around like 240. But he's gone out and played in the Dominican Winter League. I think it's still called that. It's like Lightem and all that. And he's just homer monster. I think hit like a walk-off shot playing for Pujols' team. He has been incredible playing with like major league guys in a true professional sense of playing in the Dominican. He is special. Now, we're running the risk of like young guy hype going through the roof here. I might move him up a little bit more. I see a path where maybe he needs to be 7 if you really buy into it. And the reasons to buy into it is his batter profile is great. He doesn't strike out at a level that you're really concerning with like a young guy, but there's team context and he does not run at all. So I think it's cap. That's why I think a really interesting one is being like, oh, I'd rather him than Manny Machado. And it's like, but don't you want, like, if he had Manny Machado's season, you would be happy. Like, you could just have Manny Machado for that. Right. Like, is there, how much more is it? I'm trying to not downplay that because, you know, he could go through the roof. And I think projections are like super favorable and stuff like that. But I think he belongs in the same like token as those players. I guess I'm a little bit lower. And I don't think if you don't commit a top, I don't know what his ADP is right now, but if you don't commit, I think like a top probably 60 pick right now, I just don't think you're going to get Caminero.
Caminero right now, NFBC is 94. So his high is 50. So 155 is his low over the last month. The reason I like him, obviously, everything you said, there's a lot of, you know, my favorite expression, meat on the bone. There's a lot of upside for Caminero. Young guy, like you said, probably maxing out his potential right now. That left field wall at Steinbrenner is 318 feet. There is a major league mandate. It's supposed to be 350, but obviously there's extenuating circumstances with the Rays. 318 feet to left field. And I mean, you know, you don't even have to pull the ball. You saw him hit that nuke to center in the winter league. So I just think there's going to be a lot of homers in Caminero's future in that field.
Yeah, you forget it's a minor league ballpark too. That there's right. Like a new change to that. Yeah, I got to be honest with you. The more I stare at it, like, okay, so like Westberg. Let's talk about Westberg for a second because he's like one of my favorite. And I think a lot of people, he's like a favorite breakout potential player. I think a lot of people would kind of signify him as 18 homers. He hit 264 this past season, almost 12% barrel rate, 46% hard hit rate, just like Caminero. Expected batting average supportive. Also strikes out the same route. Also, his batted profile is almost the same. It is a similar profile, except there's more supportive batting average. Plus, they're bringing in the left field wall that's going to make that a little bit more hitter friendly. What is the ADP difference between Westberg and Caminero right now?
Caminero is at 94. Westberg is at 90.
What is the high on each of them?
49 for Westberg, 50 for Caminero.
Wow. See, that's where it becomes interesting because like, I think I might lean on Westberg here, but it's not like there's a big crazy difference. I think these are
88 and 100 on ECR.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.